News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Because with us is Senior Consultant Plastic and Reconstructive Surgeon and Associate Professor at UCD, Peter Marr. Because as soon as the sun comes out, you start getting the advice to put on the sunscreen. And for good reason, Peter. Skin cancer is now the number one cancer in Ireland.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. It's very prevalent. It's about 11,000 new cases per annum and on the increase. Now, thankfully, most of them are very treatable, but there's a certain proportion of them, about 10%, that would be known as what are malignant melanomas, and they are potentially life-threatening. So we need to stay on our toes.
Those that are discovered, how do they tend to be discovered? Are people good at self-analysis and self-assessment?
Look, I think we're much better. We could improve further. It's often something very innocuous. It can be a scratch in the skin that won't go away. It doesn't jump out at you. It can be somewhere that's not seen, so you need help with that occasionally. It can be a simple red mark, an ulcer, or a scab that won't heal. So it can be something that doesn't, not obviously different, and you should just attend your doctor and get an opinion if you're concerned.
And is that the way to go? Is it that you find something and have a concern about it that you go to the GP, or should we be getting checked on a yearly or biannual basis?
Look, I think that's a really good question. Given its increased prevalence, I think a regular check with a dermatologist is a good idea, particularly if you have a strong family history of skin cancer. And this is one of the things that we know is of most importance. Certainly if it's a history within the family or a sibling of malignant melanoma, you should really be having a skin checked yearly.
What then about treatment? Is it always surgical? Is that where it starts?
It typically is, yeah. Certainly for malignant melanoma, which, as I say, account for about 10% of the 11,000 per annum. It's about 1,100 to 1,300 malignant melanomas diagnosed annually. If we get them early, they're entirely curable. So if you get them before they've invaded or moved on elsewhere, they're curable. And if you have a concern about it, yeah, you should attend your GP or somebody who knows skin. One of the big problems is access. And we have a huge problem in Ireland with accessing dermatology service, both in the public system and in the private system. And rapid access has been shown to be one of the keys in achieving good outcomes, particularly with malignant melanoma.
And where's the blockage? Is it at primary GP level, or is it that the actual referral to secondary services is full?
It's the volume. Annually in Ireland, there's about 100,000 GP referrals into dermatology. So currently, I think there are about 3,000 waiting for their first appointment. So access is a huge issue. So we are increasingly seeing rapid access or see and treat clinics evolving and opening up, and they, I think, are the key moving forward, that you can get in and see somebody who knows what they're doing and have a skin lesion removed quickly.
Where are you most likely to get it? I assume it is in places of maximum exposure, so face and hands.
Yeah, really good question. I mean, as I said, 10% of these are malignant melanomas, but 90% of them are what are known as non-melanoma skin cancers, and these are entirely curable. The majority of these are in sun-exposed areas, such as the hands, the face, and frequently in people who have occupations outdoors, fishermen, farmers, and so forth. So they're typically seen easily, and the key is when they do arise that you act quickly and have something done, because they're entirely curable.
Do you ever diagnose people socially or on the telly? You know the way you always hear these stories of somebody spotted their cancer when they saw them on the news? Have you ever diagnosed somebody by pure coincidence?
I have actually. I diagnosed at my niece's wedding down in Kilkenny, and I'm sure the padre won't mind me mentioning this. I noticed from as he gave his kind words from the altar that he had a definite mark on his forehead, and I had a practice down in Kilkenny at the time. So I had a quiet word with him afterwards. He came in the following week, and we took it off straight away. And he's become great friends since then. So yeah, you do notice it's a difficult one. If you're in the supermarket, you really should stay stay in your lane, literally, and not make observations in case you get yourself into trouble.
And of course, I assume the overarching advice is the words of the song: "Don't forget the sunscreen."
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, particularly in the last couple of days, I was in Seapoint yesterday. I didn't see a lot of people putting it on. But yeah, even on the dull days that are overcast, you should be wearing sun cream and be vigilant.
Peter, thank you very much. Peter Marr, Senior Consultant Plastic and Reconstructive Surgeon and Associate Professor at UCD.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.